If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
You're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, over the past number of years, we heard about the Prosper Kerry series, events which take place in the Guinness Enterprise Centre in Dublin, which are a great opportunity to network and to hear about Kerry businesses. Well, the series is back in person. There were some events that were online during COVID, but there'll be one back happening in the Guinness Enterprise Centre in Dublin on the 13th of September. Well, here to tell us all about this is no stranger to the programme, Eamon Sayers of the Guinness Enterprise Centre in Dublin, and of course a proud Kerry man from Derry Kay. Eamon, good evening. You're very welcome back to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Eamon, look, you've been on with us here on the show in the past, from the Guinness Enterprise Centre and about the Prosper Kerry series. But for anyone who's not familiar, maybe you might remind us maybe of the work of both of the Guinness Enterprise Centre and Prosper Kerry.
Yeah, well, I suppose the Guinness Enterprise Centre, just starting with that, is the largest startup hub in the country. We just finished a big expansion of the Guinness Enterprise Centre, so it's almost 100,000 square feet. The build, actually, the key builder on site was a man from Castle Gregory, Mike Ferreter. Mike was brilliant throughout the pandemic in building and helping us build this. So we've doubled the capacity of the GEC, doubled the number of startups that we can work with. We currently have over 160 startups here, over 900 people here, and our role is to help early stage companies grow and scale. And we've a particular keen interest at national and international level on health, on climate, and on gaming, as well as Indigenous tech. We are the home for a lot of Kerry businesses who come to Dublin, and that kind of maybe prompted the start of Prosper Kerry. We organised a group meet with the likes of John McKelligott, Keelan Cassan, Stephen Potter, Julianne O'Leary, Martin Rosny, Adele Fitzgerald, Anita Kelly, Marguerite Bailey, Martin O'Connell, Mark Connelly, Eileen Slam and Marie O'Brien, from all exiled from Kerry, but all keen to give back and all keen, very much keen to remain in touch on a, you know, not in a soft touch kind of way, but in a genuine wanting to give back to the county in however way they could. So we started this Prosper Kerry programme. We have over 600 members in the group. It's a Kerry business diaspora of decision makers in business from across the world. And every time we meet up, we get some early stage companies in Kerry to present. And we say to the network, well, how can we help this next generation who are creating new jobs in Kerry? How can we help them grow and scale faster? And it's been embraced by the community down in Kerry. Kerry County Council, Moira Morell and Bridget Fitzgerald and Tomás Hayes and the Kerry Leo and Jerry Maloney and Enterprise Ireland and the guys in MTU, Breeder O'Dwyer, etc. Like, it's been phenomenal, the response in Kerry. And in the period as well, Kerry now has its own Halo Business Angel Network. Kerry, through the GEC and MTU, the Tom Crean, we helped start the Kerry Hub Network. So it's ongoing development by people who want to give back to Kerry.
Mm-hmm. And Prosper Kerry is back and in person, an event coming up on the 13th of September in the Guinness Enterprise Centre in Dublin. Will you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we're delighted to be back. We ran a few hybrid events throughout the lockdown, but delighted to be back in person. We have a phenomenal speaker whose entrepreneurial journey is really extremely interesting. I suppose most Kerry people will know him as a Kerry footballer and former footballer of the year in Paul Galvin. But Paul has really forged ahead in the fashion world, and Paul has agreed to be the first speaker to help us relaunch Prosper Kerry, as you say, in person. And I'm really looking forward to hearing his journey in business, and maybe he'll give us some pointers as well. So I could do with some fashion pointers myself.
Well, we parked that there. As well as Paul, you've a number of other Kerry speakers, two of which are regulars here on In Business.
Yeah, we have three more speakers, Kerry speakers, two who are based in the kingdom. June O'Connell from Skellig 618, and June has been a great supporter of Prosper Kerry from the very, very start. And June is a real success story. You know, she moved back to Kerry over the last few years, set up the business, co-founded Skellig 618 Distillery, a phenomenal gin, and a great story. And what I really love is the story behind the brand, and really looking forward to hearing how June has I suppose, prospered over the last few years. Helena McMahon, who's a fantastic supporter of businesses in Kerry, she's going to talk to us about her new company called SeaBody. That's probably a really interesting story as well, because it's, you know, utilising the natural resources in Kerry. And she's after creating a really special brand that I know is stocked in some of the leading stores in Ireland. So we're looking forward to hearing how Helena has made that scale. And then one of our greatest supporters in Prosper Kerry, and probably should have mentioned them earlier, Aoife O'Brien and Kerry SciTech and Sean Ryan, etc. Kerry SciTech and IT at Cork are merging together in the near future, and I suppose making an all-powerful Southwestern brand in helping businesses in the Southwest. And we've decided to give a nod towards that, where we're bringing a Cork-based company, led, co-founded by Kerry man Ed Hartnett, called Habitus Health. And Ed will be talking about his journey, what prompted him to move to Cork. Obviously, be the first question on hand, and how can we get him back? But joking aside, you know, Ed has created a great company called Habitus and help people with their sitting posture and using technology to drive that. So companies, particularly who have staff working from home, would be of keen interest to listen to Ed's story.
And so I suppose, as well as hearing the experiences of those entrepreneurs, it's a great networking opportunity to go along to these Prosper Kerry events.
Yeah. Like, one of the key things we've always seen with the Guinness Enterprise Centre is the home for rural Ireland businesses in Dublin. The message we want to give is you can get access to everything any company in Dublin can get access to, without having to physically move to Dublin. And that's the message we want to give to businesses in Kerry. Come up, use our space here. We're only 10 minutes from Euston Station. And just feel that you've got the best of both worlds, that you can be in a thriving capital city, but you actually can create a phenomenal business in Kerry. And what we want to do as Kerry people in exile is to help you do that, help you with access to markets, help you with access to finance, help you to expertise, and having an honest ask, because we can't help you and your business unless you actually ask us and give us a specific ask. And that's the essence of Prosper Kerry, is where these three companies will have specific asks for the Prosper Kerry network, for the people physically on the night, for the people logging in online, and for the wider group. And it's all about helping create better businesses in Kerry who are looking towards global markets.
And I suppose, as well as that great sharing of knowledge and the network, you know, people in Kerry businesses, they are very helpful. They really want to see each other grow and do better. And I suppose there are great, you know, networks there. You know, one business person might be able to help another one. They might be able to send them on to somebody else's way who can help them. So it's good to get out there and to meet other people and, you know, and see how it can help you and your business go further.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important, you know, to, you know, give first, you know, listen to what people's challenges are and say, actually, do you know what, I can help you, rather than going with the attitude of I need help, you know. Actually listen, you'd be surprised how quickly the circle comes around to help you to a multiple of the times you would help other people. And it gets known quite quickly amongst the network, you know, that person is a good person to reach out to, good person with connections, and they can open doors for you. But it's important that people come with the correct ask and be very, very specific, because a lot of the people who will be attending, for example, they'll be time poor, but they really, truly want to get back to Kerry. So if you can come to them with the specific questions on the night, that's fantastic. How we always start off the night, Mary, is every person in the room stands up for 10, 15 seconds just to say who they are. So just what it really allows then for is when the event is technically over, is the after party for 2 hours. People go and find the people in the room that they felt, actually, that's a person I'd love to talk to, or maybe that's a company I'd love to talk to, or maybe that's a industry I'm trying to get into, and maybe that person can smooth the way. So that's what Prosper Kerry is about, is leveraging our own networks, leveraging our love for Kerry, and making advantage of that and helping businesses in Kerry.
So, Eamon, anyone interested in heading along to the event, can you give us the details and do they need to book in advance?
Yes, ideally they book in advance. So it's on, if they go to Prosper Kerry on the Eventbrite page and register there. And it's on Tuesday the 13th of September with a start at 6:45 and it'll be a finish at 8:15. And as I said, invariably people stay on afterwards. But we always make sure that the audience members can get back to Kerry that evening or can get back home to where they are in Dublin and the wider Dublin area. So really looking forward to this, and hopefully we might have, as Paddy used to call it, the canister in the room as well.
Okay, well look, Eamon, thanks so much for joining us, and the very best of luck to all involved in the upcoming Prosper Kerry event.
Thank you, Mary.
Eamon Sayers there, Centre Manager of the Guinness Enterprise Centre, talking to us about that event, that Prosper Kerry event, which is happening on Tuesday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the Guinness Enterprise Centre. And as you heard him say there, if you search Prosper Kerry on the Eventbrite page, you'll be able to book up for the event. And you can follow at Prosper Kerry on Twitter for more information.